Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, people out there in internet land? Welcome to Talk That Talk, Tweety and LJ. It's Tweety. I'd like to welcome back LJ. What's going on, man?
I'm good. Finally back home and back able and have time to do the show.
I'm glad to have you back, man. We missed you, past 4 weeks, man? We had to do 4 weeks without you. But like I said, we got the team back. Glad to have you back. Guess we can. We got 30 minutes, so ain't too much. You want to say something while you're gone? You, anything on your mind? Want to get something off the chest?
Nah, not particularly. It was good to see football back in action over this past weekend. It was good to be out of town for a few weeks. I mean, not good to be out of town, but it's glad to be back from out of town. I was out of town for about almost a month working, so I'm glad to be back home and sleeping back in my own bed around my wife and children for a change. So I'm ready to get back to it.
All right. Well, speaking of getting back to it, man, we had a big kickoff this weekend. College football kicked off the season this weekend. Had a few nice matchups, well, a few overrated matchups. And, you know, how did you, if you caught any of the college football weekend, how did you feel the game broke down? Did it look like it was going to be a good year of college football to you? Did some teams look like they were supposed to, underwhelming? How do you see the start of the college football season this year?
I thought it was a pretty good opening weekend in college football. I thought, obviously, surprisingly, some of the top-tier teams struggled a little bit. Obviously, TCU barely pulled it out against Minnesota. Michigan State was only able to beat Western Michigan by 13 points. Baylor and SMU was close for a little bit, Baylor just kind of blew them away. I think the performance of some of the new quarterbacks probably – was pretty good. The highly touted freshman QB out of UCLA, Josh Rosen, he looked pretty good yesterday. The new quarterback out of at Oregon, I think he transferred from I forget the school he transferred from, but he looked a football subdivision school. He looked pretty good, and of course Notre Dame looked awesome yesterday. Against Texas.
Well, yeah.
I thought it was a pretty good
season. Go ahead. Do you think that was more of Notre Dame looking awesome or Texas looking despicable?
I would say a combination of both. I thought Notre Dame looked real good. Texas looked horrible. I mean, so here's my thing with Texas. I'm not one of those people who advocates people getting fired, but.
Okay.
To me, Texas started. I know Texas won the national championship after this, but to me, when Texas had Chris Sims and Major Applewhite, that symbolizes Texas's issue that they're suffering from, or that has gotten them to this where they're at now. In a nutshell, Mack Brown, to me, he always is able to recruit top-notch talent, but the problem was. One, I didn't think Texas was all that great at developing talent. And I thought, two, he brought too many guys in that were top six talent, but he never really said, you're the guy. Like, there's too many guys coming in that were big-time prospects, but they shared time, and particularly on offense. And I thought there was, you know, that Chris Sims, Major Applewhite thing, to me, was a symbolism of the issue that I thought Mack Brown had as a whole why he was that
good. Like I say, I guess you could say the one time he did tell somebody they was the man, like you say, they won that championship. That was Vince Young.
Yeah.
Vince Young took him there. Cole McCoy. They didn't win it, but they went there. But like you say, I guess when it comes down to it, Mack Brown, a lot of people say Mack Brown just stopped recruiting. They say he got comfortable because he knew he wasn't going to get fired eventually. But I guess, like I say, eventually he was wrong. He got asked to leave. But
he's still getting big-time recruits. But, I mean, you know, I guess everybody has their own.
You're going to get, like I say, it's just some schools that's just going to get big-time recruits just because of who they are. And in football, Texas is in, even though they had a year, what was that, not last year, but the year before that, they had nobody get drafted. They're going to always get at least two or three big-time high school recruits just because they are Texas. And the state of Texas produces so many of them.
I don't know much about strong. I mean, he getting the raw end of the stick, or the short end of the stick, I should say. But the difference between Texas and TCU is I believe that TCU does a better job of developing their players and maximizing the ability of the players that they get, whereas, say, like in Texas, they get so many big-name athletes, they're going to rely more on those athletes' abilities than they are on actually developing the players. Because you get in big-time athletes, then as a coach, what you can do schematically, you know, there's a lot more you can do schematically because you have the athletes to do it. Whereas TCU, they have to have a great scheme, but they also have to do a better job of developing the athletes that they do get in because they're not Texas. They're not going to consistently get five-star prospects every year just because of their name and their facilities and the tradition, et cetera, that they have associated with their university. What did you think about Alabama and the Alabama Wisconsin game last night?
Actually, it was what I expected. Like I honestly, as far as me watching the game, I caught the second half. I say it's pretty much what I thought because Wisconsin kind of plays into Nick Saban's style of football. Like they want to ground and pound you too. They don't really have a lot of defense on the wide out, so it was going to be kind of hard for them to score because Alabama is going to always have a top-notch defense. If they don't have nothing else, they have a top-notch defense because Nick Saban is their coach. So it came down to what I thought. It was who can make big plays on offense, and Wisconsin just ain't got that, especially against a top-tier defense like Alabama. Yeah. So, it was going to be close because both teams, like, they want to establish the run, and they was going to fight it out. And like I said, once it was established that we can both run the ball, it was now who can make plays. And Alabama, always, they're going to have at least one big-time receiver. And their quarterback, as long as the quarterback don't turn the ball over at Alabama, they mess around and go undefeated.
This running back for Alabama, I mean, I saw him play in high school on TV, Derrick Henry. This youngster, I mean, he's a junior now. He might be a true. He might be the truth. I mean, when I say truth, I mean, like, not like in the truth in the sense of these last three Alabama running backs. And I'm talking T.J. Yeldon, Trent Richardson, and Mark Ingram. Where they're, like, pretty good or really good in college. And then they go to the NFL and they're either average or below average. I mean, like, I think this cat may be, I think he may be, like, legit. He's a pretty big kid. Like, got some decent speed. So I think he may be legit. Did you see any other players or games that surprised you yesterday?
Honestly, Florida State breaking in
Every Golston
from Notre Dame. There you go, Every Golston. He outperformed my expectations. I just knew they were going to keep it conservative. They were going to, you know, he went out there and chunked the ball all over the field. And he surprised me. And it was nice to see because, honestly, when he did that at Notre Dame, he threw a lot of picks. That's the reason why they lost a couple of games. And I'm going to keep it 100. He was not the most reliable.
I think he's surrounded by much more talent offensively at Florida State than he was at Notre Dame, which I think will make the game easier for him because he doesn't have, you know, as opposed to trying to make all the throws, like trying to fit the ball into these tighter spots. And he has to do less at Florida State than he had to do than he had to do at Notre Dame because of his talent. The talent that surrounds him. I saw a couple of games yesterday. I'm interested. A team that I'm going to watch the rest of the season is Louisville.
Okay.
They got a pretty interesting quarterback, number 8. I forget his name, escapes me. Speaking of which, the end of that game yesterday, I don't know what Bobby Petrino was thinking or what exactly happened. I didn't quite catch the explanation or understanding. But a couple of minutes left. Auburn had the ball. I think Auburn threw. I can't remember. It was third down. It was third and two. Auburn got penalized for holding. Yeah, I'm going to say it's a minute, maybe 50-some-odd second left. But for whatever reason, the penalty stopped the ball. Stopped the clock. The referee said this is not a situation where we have a 10-second runoff. Louisville had one timeout left. They're down by a touchdown. For whatever reason, they called timeout.
Right.
Don't know why.
Right.
The clock was going to be stopped regardless. But anyways, Auburn ran the ball one time. Basically, Auburn ran the clock out, and Louisville ended up losing by a touchdown. I didn't really quite understand that one. And then, of course, I don't know if you saw it, but BYU beat Nebraska on a Hail Mary.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. That was a hell of a pitch.
And,
I saw that.
So, soon as it got, my brother. My brother is a huge Nebraska fan. As he caught the ball, I called. I was like, I know you see. He was like, that's the first home opener. He's like, this is the first home opener Nebraska has lost since 1966. So,
damn.
I know that that was probably not the opening, not the way Mike Riley wanted to start off his era in Nebraska as far as losing the home opener. But those were the two interesting games that I saw yesterday. Of course, I graduated from Texas Tech, so I did watch the Texas Tech game.
That was a closer game than I predicted.
So, it's the same thing that's been going on since I've been associated with the university. I started going to Tech. My freshman year was the year 2000. I graduated in 2004, so I've been associated with the university as a student or alumni for 15 years. We haven't had a good – the one year we probably had a decent or better than decent defense was the year Michael Crabtree's last year when we got up to number 2 in the rankings. But can't seem to play defense. I don't know. Can't stop fucking Sam Houston State. We're going to struggle once the Big 12 rolls around, I would say.
True. I see one team that started out pretty damn good, though. I can tell you about them damn A&M Aggies. I don't even like A&M. But
yeah,
they come out week one, get a big-time upset. Number 15, Arizona State, go down, 38-17.
Yeah.
A lot of people, Vegas even predicted A&M to win this game. Some people predicted A&M to win the SEC West. But I don't know about all of them.
In a game of football overall, whether it's high school, NFL, or college, that is pass happy, when you can rush the quarterback like they rushed the quarterback last night, I want to say they got like, and I could be exaggerating a little bit here, I'm trying to find it. I think they had like 10.5 sacks or something like that. I think they had 10.5 sacks last night or some obscene
They got them accounted for 9 sacks right here. 9 sacks in one game.
So, yeah, anytime, you get after a team like that and, Arizona State passed the ball 41 times. So if they sacked the quarterback 9 times, that's almost 25% of the times. 25% of the times he dropped back, he got sacked. I'm sure he probably got hurried or hit, more times than that. So if A&M can continue to get out to the quarterback like that all season,
yeah,
that their quarterback can play that well. They may be a team too. They may make some noise in the SEC. You know, I hate the SEC.
Right, but, right. So they even, you got to see a little bit old Kyler Murray and getting that young quarterback from Allen. I mean, I got to say, even though he threw a pick, he didn't look too bad out there. I mean, he's probably a big-time recruit, Texas A&M. A lot of people thought he was going to get the starting spot. But, you know, for coming out of Allen, Texas, he played championships in a row. It didn't look too bad for his first game on the collegiate level. I just got to say shout-out to him. 6 carries, 69 yards. Yeah, he did pretty good.
There was one upset yesterday. Stanford lost to Northwestern.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Stanford.
I ain't
watching. I'm not gonna lie. I watched the game. Oh, Tulsa almost lost. Shout out to both of our cousins, who's on the football team at the University of Tulsa. Yeah, they almost lost yesterday. They ended up winning overtime to Florida Atlantic. Yeah, Stanford lost yesterday, 16-6. Two field goals. Yeah, probably not the way you want to start out the season. But even worse than that, I think the University of Kansas may need to consider canceling football altogether.
Hey, I agree. I was just thinking about that. That's the second year in a row you lose to South Dakota State. Like, really?
This city's getting crazy.
Really? You make the Big 12 look like shit. Like, come on, man.
That's embarrassing.
It's horrible.
I mean,
it's horrible.
Yeah. They football team really hadn't been good since. I think he played for the Buccaneers now. He played for the Broncos 1 year. He played for the cornerback from Garner. I can't think. He got like I can't think of his name. Tariq something. But they may consider.
I know what year you're talking about, though. That's the year they had Desmond Briscoe. That was his freshman year. I know what you're talking about. They actually got
They might need to burn that football stadium and put all their money in the basketball. Just burn it down.
Yeah, but
they lost it.
It's getting
real out here in these streets.
But it's one thing to lose to a team 1 year because, you know, y'all don't play, y'all got up for the game. But 2 years in a row,
The LSU game, not the switch jump teams, the LSU State game got canceled due to weather.
Oh, yeah.
That happened to me also this weekend. So for the listeners who don't know, I won't say what my current profession is, but prior to my current profession, I used to be a high school football coach, which I may or may not have mentioned on here before. So my current profession, I do have the time to volunteer, so I volunteer at a high school now with a high school football team. Friday night. Our game got delayed because of weather. We got out there, started warming up, lightning strike. Boom. We ended up, they didn't call the game or, like, delay it until the next day until, I'm going to say, about 8:30. The game's supposed to start at 7. And this game is about 45 minutes from my house. And we come back out, play 10 o'clock Saturday. At halftime, the game gets delayed about 45 minutes because of lightning. The game started at 10, and then it ended until about 1:45. We didn't win either, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. We actually got pretty bad. We got beat like 60-something to 7. Believe you me, my two older kids have mentioned that to me several times. But that's okay, you know. We're getting better. Speaking of, shout out to University of Oklahoma. They won yesterday. Specifically, shout out to Baker Mayfield. Transfer quarterback from Texas Tech. Threw three touchdowns yesterday. I was disappointed that he left Texas Tech, but you know we got the sophomore Pat Mahomes, the second guy. He's a pretty good athlete, but you know Baker Mayfield. I'm glad to see he's doing well, even though you know he's at a rival school. University of Oklahoma. A big game next week, though. I'm looking forward to the Oregon-Michigan State game.
Yeah, I was going to ask, didn't Oregon's quarterback get hurt toward the end of the game?
He did. He got hurt. It was a pretty nasty play. He slid, and coincidentally, they were playing against the university that he transferred to Oregon from. But, you know, scrambled, slid, and the guy, as he slid, the guy dove anyways, kind of, you know, one of those targeting penalties where he hit the quarterback in the head. I can't remember if he led with his head or not. But he did leave the field going to the locker room. But I was reading today, they said he didn't have a concussion and that he was going to play this upcoming Saturday against Michigan State. Should be a pretty good game. Right. Two top five teams. I haven't seen either of them play. It was a great game last year. Michigan State got up on them early, and then Oregon ended up coming back and blowing Michigan State out. But it'll be a good game. I know I'll definitely be tuning in.
I'm going to call Michigan State early. I mean, they say Oregon going to put up points, but they did just give up 42 points to East Washington.
Yeah, sure. So I'll be watching. An interesting story about Michigan State. So, of course, I currently reside in the Midwest. Not too far from. I'm about 4.5-5 hours at the most from Ohio State University. Of course, Michigan State and Ohio State played this year. I was going to buy tickets to the game. I've said this many a times on here. I have three kids. I got three boys, and I'm married. I'm going to take my family to the Michigan State Ohio State game. I couldn't find tickets. I went online to StubHub. Tickets in the boondock. $300-$400 a ticket. Get the fuck out of here. This is college football.
Hey, you know, that big money, big business right here. What big bank, take little bank. And that's a big-time game, too. Like you say, college game, they're going to probably be there. It's going to probably be the 7:30 night game on ESPN. It's going to be big time. So, yeah, they're going to get it. Especially if both teams perform as expected. Because I call Ohio State to go undefeated this year until the playoffs. They're going to lose in the playoffs.
But, it'll be a good game, though. I just want to see a great game. Speaking of good games, it looked like Tom Brady won the game against the NFL.
So the Patriots
You know who Welvin the Great is?
Nah, I ain't never heard of him.
The little strange, I ain't going to say what he looked like, but he be doing the D's nuts things on the internet. That was soon that judge released his decision, Tom Brady is probably like, got him.
I say that the Patriots did it again, man. They're going to look for a new commissioner in a little bit, man. He keep on losing these cases. He making the NFL look stupid.
Roger Goodell out here looking like Pretty Tony on the mat.
Say,
like
I said, you know, as soon as the judge decided that he was gonna renege on their suspension, all the conspiracies came out. One conspiracy was that the Patriots and the NFL had a deal, which I disagree with. Another conspiracy was that once Robert Kraft took the little fine and the draft picks, and the NFL still kept going, that the Patriots decided to throw Tom Brady out there knowing it was going to be hard to put it on him.
Yeah, I mean,
I kind of agree with
you. I think the one thing, in my opinion, that got lost in it, in all of this, was I didn't read anywhere where the judge said that he don't think Tom Brady knew what was going on. I think from my understanding, the judge is just saying, basically, hey, you can't just be out here all with the team. I mean, as far as Roger Goodell, you can't just be out here making this stuff. No. I mean, that's how I was understanding him, was like, you can't just be out here just like, all right, well, you don't want to cooperate, so we're going to give you 4-game suspension or whatever. You know, you can't just really, I mean, that's my opinion, the way he was saying, you can't make it up as you go.
Right.
I don't think he was saying Tom Brady did not do anything, but you can't make it up as you go. And that, what is that? One of the things they tried to suspend him on, conduct detrimental to the league.
Yeah.
Like, you can't use that as an end-all, be-all. You know, like, if there's not a specific rule or something that they have violated, you can't just say, well, conduct detrimental to the league, I'm going to suspend you. Like, that can't just be, like, your catch-all, be-all for anything that doesn't fall under there, under something else, another rule. You can't just use that some kind of wide casting net that anything you want to suspend somebody for, you get suspended somebody against. Like, I mean, to me, if I were Ray Rice, I'm not saying that what Ray Rice did is okay, because hitting his, you know, then fiance, now wife. However, I do think that Ray Rice should sue the NFL to try to recoup some of the money he lost by being suspended, and maybe even be able to recoup some of the money he lost by not being able to play or being cut last year, because Roger Goodell suspended him for 2 games, and then obviously, you know, we know what happened after that. But I think based on this, he might be able to, he might have a case where he can get some money back.
Possibly. We shall see if he comes out, because Grant Carter was talking about fighting too. But we're down our last 3.5 minutes, man. Any other matchups that you looking for? You looking for next Sunday? NFL?
NFL. Of course, you know, I'm watching the Cowboys game Sunday night. I mean, that's really it for me, the Cowboys game. I don't really care. I mean, you know, I'm having surgery Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday morning. So, I'll probably be in pain, but I'm gonna watch Thursday night. You know, I watch the Patriots, whoever the hell they play. That should be
right.
You know, a good way to start the NFL. I'm, you know, what about you? I'm looking forward to see some of the rookie wide receivers play.
Of course, I'm looking forward to the Cowboys game. And, you know, after the Cowboys game, you know, see what Houston's going to do without Arian Foster. I want to see how the Redskins, what's going on. If Washington's going to even get a win this year, I want to see how they're going to throw it out. Right on, but it's just funny what's going on over there. To me, it's just funny what's going on over there. It's crazy. But like you say, I'm going to see how Buffalo start out. They start out against Indy. That's going to be a pretty good matchup, too. So, you know, like I said, it's some key matchups early, but mainly looking for the Cowboys and the Giants, and go Cowboys. Let's say we got our last 2 minutes. Go ahead.
It's less than 25 days before the first, NBA exhibition game, and probably today I'm about to go online and buy tickets. Take my family to see the Warriors because my kids love Steph Curry, as I said a million times on here.
Right on. I say, well, I'd like to give a special shout out Salvation Army, see the Chris Cummins, man. Football, basketball, we're back. We start our football season Saturday. Yes, I am a coach, not the head coach, but I am a coach on the team, 7 and 8 year olds. So, no comments. We get it ready.
Yeah.
Let's get it rolling. Get the season going started.
Shout out to my baby boy, Christian. He'll be 5 months tomorrow. He's doing his thing. Happy, smiling. He was asleep for a long time today, so my wife was happy about that. She got to take a little bit of it. Shout out to everybody. Send your prayers up for me. I'm having surgery on my elbow on Wednesday, so I appreciate all the prayers for a successful surgery. Hopefully, it'll make my hand and everything feel better.
Yeah, just keep it out your ass. Be all right. Be all right.
We're
going to end the show on that one right there, man. But, yeah, man, it's good to have you back, man. I appreciate everything, man. Appreciate the listeners. Next time, if you're listening, you can call me. And if you're listening, shit, get your guest call-in number. And I guess next time we'll start throwing it out there on the episode. Just give somebody a number to call in. Hope to talk to some
indeed
of y'all next
you will
week. Appreciate y'all.
Same time, same channel.
You hear me? We back.
Peace.